Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, the Center for Your Power by Hy-Vee, with David Buschka, head coach of the Pella Girls tennis team, who as a group is state bound. And if I would have said that to you on June 1st or 2nd, we just didn't have the answers yet to that solution. These girls have been working for 11 months to put themselves in this position. Very emotional for you and these girls to be back to the state tournament. It seems like a lot that went into this moment.
Yeah, now you're mentioning my emotions. I got to try and keep them in check. Because, yeah, this isn't normal, right? It's normal to have a bigger group coming back and then continue such a run as this. But to lose five starters, right, from a state title team, and they're back. Because I think one of the coolest things is just that it's like they didn't let what happened last year affect them this year. It's they understand they're building on the past. They are not living in the past, right? We're just building on that foundation, and it's just so awesome. Because as I looked around the circle after I was talking, it was just like, we got Claire was playing three, and now she's one, right? We have Abby was seven, Sydney was eight, Kaidalyn nine, Addison 10, Reagan 11, Sierra was like 14, Addie was like 15 or 16. It's like, and now here we are, right? Like they stepped up, and it's a total testament to their mindsets, and that they're really buying into what we're selling about, just letting your game do the work, get your mind right and go play. That's, I think, I was talking to Abby afterward, and she, when I was started to say something, and she was like, hit the ball. I think that's all I say is go play, hit the ball. Because it's that simple sometimes, and they've really bought in.
Well, and I think that's what we talked about in the preseason interview, was how much mental side this was going to take. Because as the defending champions, everyone wants to beat Pella. You're not only going to get everyone's best game, you're going to get their best plus, right? Yes. And even here today, the score doesn't indicate just how hard Pella Christian was really fighting you. And that takes a lot, especially for girls who haven't been in those positions. And it feels like from my chair, that's been the biggest key is these girls, their mental toughness of stepping up into these new roles and embracing it. Because they very easily could have crumbled under that pressure, because it's a lot.
Right. I think one of the big ones is that I've addressed the nerves. Like when we played, I think a big turning point was when we played Dyke New Hartford. They were ranked number three at the time. They were fourth place last year, brought back four or five starters from that team. And I just point blank asked them, are you guys nervous? And they all said yes. Right. And I said, that's fine. That means you care. That means you understand what's the potential you have here, and the moment that you have. And it's like, it's fine to be nervous. It means you're alive. It means you care. And it's about not letting the nerves control you. Be nervous, that's fine, but play hard, play to your potential. Don't let them control you. And yeah, it's just been a total testament to that they're finding those reset ways of making sure their lows are not valleys, right? It's, you're going to rise and fall, but you only have to win 51% of points in tennis. That seems like a slim margin, and it really is. Cause there was a moment during the second set against PC that I was talking to someone and I was like, all right, so what's going on? How do you feel? And she's like, oh, it's fine. It's not like I'm down 2-3, but I'm not down a break. So I'm fine. And then she wins the next four games and secures the set. They just have a different mentality. A lot of multi-sport athletes. And that's been huge too, is that they understand how those connections work about competing. And it's just been great to see them embrace it and thrive on it.
Here, David Buschka, head coach of the Pella Girls tennis team. They are state-bound into the Final Eight. Already we're state-bound with the singles and doubles bracket as well. And let's talk about those three seniors quick, because I don't know how much chance we'll get between now and hopefully a Final Four match here in short order back on these courts. But Claire came into the season as one of the best all-around athletes in the state. She showed it in volleyball. She's been showing it in soccer, and she definitely has shown it here in tennis. Going from a number four, number five, number three player in your roster to having to be the girl, and it seems like she has not only embraced that, she's taken it all the way to maybe being one of the top four players in the state.
Yeah, for sure. She's just a killer. It really is. Because I think one of the biggest things has been challenging her during practices sometimes, because she's really stepped up her game. There's been a few times where she said, and I this is going to sound almost arrogant, but she means it in just the most competitive spirited way, is like, I thought this was going to be harder, right? And so sometimes it's just about keeping her mindset in the match of just being like, just go do what you can. Don't worry about what they're doing. Just go hit the stinking ball. Oh, there it is, right? I said I've said that a lot this year. It's just like, just go do your stuff, right? You can do your stuff without without having a perfect tennis player across the way. Dominating is a way to win. And so that's just been something she's had to embrace as a competitor. She wants it to be tight. But, yeah, she's really thrived, and she's just been trying to kick some butt. And that's really all you can say.
And she's going to try and do that in the singles bracket amidst this as well. And then the doubles duo is also seniors. And talk about wait your turn and take advantage of your opportunity. Sydney and Kylan have been watching this team more or less on the varsity side for many years. Last year got some varsity opportunities finally, but these girls moved way up in the lineup, maybe more than anybody in your lineup in terms of where they were before last year. And they've embraced that too. And boy, oh boy, they are sure entertaining. They tend to be your most competitive matches, but two athletes who have grown a ton.
Oh, for sure. It's one that's like, I think a big one with them is their leadership. Is just that, like, Sydney, if you see her without a smile, is really rare, right? So it doesn't matter the high or the low. She's always doing that. And then when you get to play with Kaitlyn, it's one of her best friends, maybe her best friend, right? And they just play for each other. And so that's been one of the coolest things is just they bring each other along. Do they compete against each other? Yeah, every day, because they know they make each other better. But to be able to also say, hey, we're going to succeed together, sometimes even more than I'm going to succeed individually, it's just been so fun, because they've never had a different doubles partner. For 4 years, 4 years ago, we said, you know, this looks like it could be a pretty good pair. And it's really panned out really well. And it's just been really fun to see them grow into leaders, especially on this team, just in so many ways.
Well, yeah, and they, of course, still have time left too beyond the team tournament, but the team push is next, of course, as well, on top of all of the individual stuff you have going on, which is always a good problem to have as a coach, I know, but the best part about it, coach, is whoever wins the state title has to do it on the courts we're standing on right here, and your girls are the defending champs. I know Xavier's out there. They're obviously a juggernaut. They're fantastic, and there are some other good teams that you're watching that have advanced today into the bracket, but I'm guessing just hit the ball, right, and see where it lies, but that's got to be really exciting that you know that your season's going to end here no matter what.
You know, that's really the hope. I mean, yeah, we do have to play Boone. We have to, or Columbus. They just started just a little bit ago, so we'll find that out later tonight. But we really do have a good opportunity in front of us. And I think that's a little bit of a motivating factor for them to say, like, hey, you know, we have a chance to do something that you don't get to do in other sports, right? Nobody's home court is Wells Fargo. Nobody's home court is Principal, or I guess they don't play in Principal Park anymore, right? But those aren't people's home fields. We have a chance to come back here and play where we're comfortable. We could have the potential to sleep in our own beds the night before. And so it's just that is going to be just an incredibly, incredibly special opportunity in front of us. We're not going to overlook this Saturday by any means. We know Boone pushed us to our limit. We split with them in singles and then just played some fantastic doubles against them. Columbus is always Columbus, right? They have the most state titles in Iowa history. And but yeah, that is a motivator to think. We started the season here on these courts, and we get the opportunity to finish it here, and we'll see what kind of color we get to put around our necks.
Should be a whole lot of fun. That's David Buschka, head coach of the Pella Girls tennis team. State bound, they play this Saturday in the round of eight, and then back here if they are advancing to the Final Four, also the individual tournament up in Waterloo. So you do have a road trip ahead of you. Coach, appreciate your time and look forward to hopefully seeing you back in these courts very soon.
Thank you very much. Just look really, really looking forward to continue marching through the bracket and showing that this is a program to stay.